Greetings, my friends. It is a joy to welcome you to this service of worship on Christmas Eve. I'm especially glad to welcome you if this is your first time to worship with West End United Methodist Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. And from wherever you are, we are all connected in the Spirit of Christ as we gather to hear the story of Christ's birth once again. As we gather for worship, I would invite you, if you have an Advent wreath, to light the four candles of the Advent wreath, and to have ready, whether you have an Advent wreath or not, another candle, which will be the Christ candle that we will light together at the end of the service, right before we sing Joy to the World and announce the birth of Christ into the world. Also, we will be sharing communion during this service, so if you have some bread or some crackers handy, and maybe some juice or water or wine, I invite you to prepare those elements as well so that when we come to the table, you will be ready to receive the bread and the cup of Christ in our time together for worship. Our communion liturgy is a little bit different from what we usually experience on Sunday mornings. And the sung responses will be the chorus of the Christmas carol, Angels We Have Heard on High. And I think you'll recognize it when we get to it. And speaking of Christmas carols, there are many opportunities to sing in this service of worship. So you can find the lyrics to those hymns in the chat next to the live feed, or perhaps you know them already by heart or have a hymnal on hand, but I invite you to sing with all of your heart these beloved carols of Christmas Day. And now, as we prepare together for this time of worship, may we be open to the great mystery of the Incarnation, announcing to all of us that God is with us.
Thank you. We have perceived a promise of peace.
We have recognized a ruler of justice.
We have witnessed a word of hope.
We have heard a hint of love.
We have been greeted with good news. Jesus Christ is born. Having learned of the birth of the Christ child, let us worship him with our whole selves. Let us turn toward him in confession, trusting that his love for us is greater than any sin or shortcoming in us. O Jesus, who never tires of loving us, if ever there were a people who need your presence, it is us. If ever there were a place where hope needed to be born, it is here. The work of your hands surrounds us, and the miracle of your coming confronts us. But we remain weary of heart. We hear songs of angels, but cannot muster the joy to sing. You call us like shepherds of old, to your manger to worship, but our minds wander. O Jesus, intervene in our history once more. Forgive our complacency. Come, be born in our hearts anew, that your love might illumine our lives, that your people might gather at your manger, and that your name might be exalted in all the earth. Amen. Hear the joyous news of Christmas. God has come to us in Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us while we were yet sinners. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you.
We
join me in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria.
All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and placed him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all of the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord."
"This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel with the multitude of the highest of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorified and praising God, for they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to 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 God.
Thank you.
I'd like to take a special moment with the children tonight. So if you are a child and would be willing to come a little bit closer to your screens, I'd love to share a special moment with you on this very special day. It's Christmas Eve, and I know that all of you have been so excited and waiting for this day to come. And when I close my eyes, I can imagine all of you here dressed up in all of the costumes that we love to enjoy on Christmas Eve. If you've done that before, you know that we have costumes for all of the different kinds of people and animals that were at the manger on that night that Jesus was born. So sometimes you might dress up as Mary or Joseph, or maybe a shepherd, where you have a little crook that you get to hold in your hand, or maybe one of the wise ones. That's one of the things I love about the story of Jesus' birth, is there's so many different kinds of people who were there to celebrate. The wise ones came from a faraway land. They spoke different languages from Mary and Joseph and the shepherds. They were really different. And the shepherds were poor, and not everybody liked the shepherds, and yet they were invited to be there and celebrate. And then, of course, Mary and Joseph. And we can't forget the animals. Sometimes I liked dressing up when I was little as one of the sheep or one of the pigs maybe that was at the manger. And when we think about all the different kinds of people and animals that were there to celebrate Jesus' birth, it reminds me that Jesus was born for everybody. All different kinds of people, for all the animals and all of creation. Jesus was God's way of saying, I love you, to each and every person and to all the world. So I thank God that God's love is so big, includes everybody, including you and including me. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, at the manger we see all different kinds of people and animals there to celebrate your birth. We thank you that you love us so much, that you love all people so much, that you love all the world so much, that you came to be one of us in your Son, Jesus. Thank you for loving us, and help us to love you back, and help us to love everybody, and love all the animals, and love all the world, because you loved us so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to confess, I do miss seeing all the children who are usually up here in all of their costumes at the 4 o'clock service on Christmas Eve. We all know that this Christmas Eve is the most unusual that we've celebrated ever, probably. I mean, for the first time in my ministry, Christmas Eve is going to be a quiet day. Usually on Christmas Eve, we gather here in the sanctuary and the lights are low and the candles are lighted and we experience this calm and this hush and this mystery. It's as if the hustle and bustle of the whole season with all of its shopping and parties and cooking and traveling and all that it entails finally comes to an end and we gather for worship to open ourselves to the mystery of Christ's birth. I know that many of you are experiencing different kinds of traditions this year. Many of you will be separated from family and friends that you usually gather with at Christmas time. Some will even be spending the day alone for the first time ever, or for the first time in a long time. There are many ways in which this season feels different, and we feel displaced. Not only that, but as the people of a compassionate God, As we gather on this Christmas Eve, we cannot help but name and hold the very deep trouble and grief of our world right now. We remember and hold together the grief of all of the families and friends who have lost loved ones to this terrible virus, COVID-19. Hundreds of thousands of people lost this year. And not only that, but we hold other griefs in our lives. Some of you have lost loved ones to other troubles and other diseases. Some have lost jobs and livelihoods, lost relationships. Many are struggling with mental illness and depression in this long 9 months of pandemic that we've been walking through. And it has displaced us all and wreaked havoc on our traditions and our expectations. And we have to admit that we are in a place tonight that we did not expect to be, and then we did not choose to be. And yet, here we are. We are here together. No matter where you are right now, as you are in this time of worship, no matter what time of day you are actually experiencing this worship service, we are all together and united in God's Spirit. And so together, we gather around this ancient and familiar story of the birth of Christ as told to us in the Gospel of Luke. And perhaps more than ever, we come to this story with a deep hunger to hear a word of hope, to hear a word of comfort, a word of peace, and yes, to hear a word of joy. So as we gather around this story, in this moment in our lives and in our world's history, where is the hope, the peace, the comfort, and the joy? I think as we hear this story, we can look first to Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph, who, like us, were not where they expected to be or chose to be on this night. When they had become betrothed a year earlier, neither one of them could have imagined or expected that Mary would be giving birth to a child before they were even married. They wouldn't have expected that they would be displaced from their home in Nazareth and forced to travel all the way to Bethlehem by an emperor all the way in Rome who could do and order them to do whatever he wanted them to do. And here they found themselves far from home, far from their parents, unable to find a place to stay, until finally they were put in the room of some home with the animals. I don't think Mary would have chosen to lay her firstborn child in a feeding trough. I don't think she would have chosen to give birth without her mother by her side. And yet they find themselves in Bethlehem with only each other. Nevertheless, God came. Christ was born to these two wandering, homeless, young, poor Jewish teenagers. God came to them right where they were. We read a little further in the story and we find the shepherds way out in the farthest fields on the very margins of Bethlehem. They were on the margins of society in every way. The shepherds were looked down upon as crude and dirty. And no one wanted to hang out with the shepherds. They had no respect in society, and so they kept to themselves. They kept out in the fields, far away from polite society. And there they were, abiding in the far-flung fields. And God came. It was to these poor shepherds that God chose to send a choir of angels and announce the birth of the Messiah. And the angels said to these shepherds, "To you is born this day a Savior." God went out to the far-flung fields to find these poor, marginalized, poor shepherds and invite them to come and see what God was doing, not just for them, but for all people. Good news of great joy. And so, my friends, whatever far-flung field you find yourself in this night, God comes to you. You may find yourself in a field of grief, knowing that in your close circle of family and friends, there's someone who is no longer there. And that grief is close to you tonight. You may find yourself in a field of lack of purpose, having lost their livelihood. There are many who find themselves this night in the field of poverty and homelessness and oppression. There are some this night who may find yourselves in a field of contentment, in a field of plenty, in a field of joy. No matter what the field is where you are abiding this night, hear this good news of great joy. A child has been born for you. And you don't have to go looking for God tonight. You don't have to make yourself worthy for God. You don't have to worry that you are lost to God. You don't even have to be in the church to find God tonight. God has come to you. God is seeking you. God has found you to meet you and be with you right where you are. That is the good news of great joy that is for you and for me and for all the world. May we hear and believe and receive that good news for us tonight. And may we, as the people of God who have received that good news, go out to proclaim it to the world, because it is for all people.
I invite you to join in the Nicene Creed as we affirm our faith together this evening. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. On this Christmas Eve, we invite you to give of your tithes and your offerings. You can give through our website, or you can text to give. You can also mail a check. We realize that many are suffering economically right now, but we encourage you to give as you are able. We know that our God can multiply those gifts for God's glory and for the benefit of God's kingdom. And so we invite you to give with joy this day. Let us pray. O wondrous God, your gifts are surprising and beyond our expectation. Thank you for gifting us once again with the joy of Christmas. With Mary and the shepherds, we will ponder the words and music of this holy event and respond with our offerings as a sign of our commitment and our belief in this holy birth. Amen.
Thank you.
are standing, you may be seated. The Lord our God is with us. Lift your hearts and voices high. Let us give thanks to the Lord everywhere and at all times. Glory be to you at this blessed Christmas time for the gift of your own Son, born a poor child, peasant king, for the love you sent us, for the life he shared with us, for the sacrifice he made, Lord of lords, King of kings. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it as he said, "Take and eat. This is my body." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and giving it said, "Drink this cup. It is my life, poured out for you and for everyone." When we eat this holy bread, when we drink this holy cup, we his presence sense anew and his victory await. We remember and proclaim what your Son has done for us in his life and in his death as he rises and ascends. Accept our sacrifice as we surrender ourselves. Send your Holy Spirit down on us here and on our gifts. Help us through this bread and wine know the presence of our Christ. Make us one with him today and with humankind, we pray. With the confidence of children of God, whom God has sought out to demonstrate love and grace to us, let us pray together the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, the body of Christ has been broken and given to you and to all the world for forgiveness and grace. The cup of salvation is poured out for you and for me and for all people, that we might have life and renewal in Christ. We invite you now to take the elements that you have at home, as all of us here will be receiving the elements as we share in this holy meal of grace to which all are invited.
Let us now give thanks
for the grace we have received in Christ's birth and at Christ's table. You have given yourself to us, Lord.
Now we give ourselves for others.
Your love has made us a new people.
As a people of love, we will serve you with joy.
Your glory has filled our hearts.
Help us to glorify you in all things.
Amen. Go forth in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.